I'm Dan Klefstad. State officials and Illinois colleges continue to track cases of COVID-19. The State Department of Public Health announced nearly 1,400 new cases of the disease. This includes 7 deaths. College campuses are also reporting new numbers of positive test results. Northern Illinois University reports 71 active cases in students and staff. Meanwhile, Southern Illinois University has more than 30 cases among the campus community. Western Illinois University has a similar amount. Bradley University in Peoria ordered students to quarantine in place for the next 2 weeks due to the pandemic. Meanwhile, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is criticizing Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell's latest pandemic relief bill. McConnell's plan would spend about $500 billion on school aid, new money for vaccines and testing, and a second round of the Paycheck Protection Program for smaller businesses. But Pritzker says state and local governments need help from Congress to avoid layoffs.
Now, when it comes to the very social services, the very education, the frontline, first responders, our police and our firefighters, now they're going to fall short. Now they've decided that they want to tighten the belt and not give any more to help people. It seems illogical to me.
Pritzker says Illinois faces a nearly $5 billion deficit, much of that due to COVID-19's economic impact. In other news, we're getting more information about COVID-19 cases associated with the Fiat Chrysler assembly plant in Belvidere. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco has more.
Health officials from the Boone and Winnebago County Health Departments have been working closely with Fiat Chrysler to identify cases of COVID-19 at the Belvidere plant. The goal is to determine whether cases among workers were through community spread or if there was an outbreak within the plant itself. Boone County Health Department says some of the steps taken include contact tracing and a site visit to the plant to review safety plans. Based on the latest information available, health officials believe cases that occurred at the plant were the result of community spread. Company officials will continue to partner with local health authorities to monitor any positive cases among employees. I'm Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco.
Governor Pritzker is announcing the last round of grants from the Illinois COVID-19 Response Fund. $7.5 million is going to more than a handful of nonprofit organizations. That includes the Community Health Partnership of Illinois. It will use the money to offer mobile clinics to farm workers in downstate counties. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. A Southern Illinois doctor convicted of killing his estranged wife and burning the body has been sentenced to 40 years in prison, according to online Saline County court records. Brian Burns has already served a 20-year prison sentence for trying to arrange the kidnapping of a Saline County prosecutor. Authorities say Brian Burns decided to kill Carla Burns in 2016 because he was going to take a financial hit if she filed a separate tax return during their divorce proceedings. Burns claimed his wife shot herself. The Illinois Department of Public Health is now releasing the weekly number of new COVID-19 cases among young people under 20 in each county. Dr. Vidya Sundarashan, an infectious disease specialist, says the numbers give a good picture of the spread of COVID-19.
So reporting the youth cases separately is definitely a good indication of what's really happening in the community and in terms of community transmission. That's more relatable to what's happening in the schools.
IDPH also provides guidelines for how to interpret the data. It recommends that significant changes to data, such as a rise in positivity rate above 5%, should prompt a discussion between school and public health leaders about changing the learning method, including moving all classes online. A lottery later this month will determine which of the 21 finalists will win Illinois licenses for marijuana dispensaries. Toy Hutchison, Governor J.B. Pritzker's advisor on marijuana issues, says 13 of the 21 finalists are people of color. The full story is on our website at wsiunews.org.